Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's your time on Her Radio. Ask your questions or comment at askher@radiomd.com. Time to ask her.
Oh boy, so now it's the Ask Her segment, and we've got three really great questions here. So the first one is, does testosterone for women really bring back sex drive? Let's step back a little moment and let's really talk about testosterone. So it's known as a male hormone, I bet you know that already, or an androgen is another word for it. It's also made in small amounts by a woman's adrenal glands and her ovaries. A woman's testosterone is highest around age 20 and slowly declines with age. Now, in men, testosterone is linked to male physical traits and sex drive. In women, testosterone may be linked to sex drive, but for women, interest in sex is much more complicated than just testosterone levels. Do keep that in mind, ladies. Testosterone therapy raises testosterone levels in the body, but testosterone is only FDA approved for use in men. Ho, poo. All right, so what does this really mean for you? Testosterone is not approved by the FDA for treating sexual problems in women. At this time, there is no testosterone pill, patch, or cream approved for women in the U.S. Those made for men have too high a dose for women, so don't be touching their stuff. But your doctor may prescribe testosterone in a compounded formula, which is a medicine made just for you by a pharmacist. So you really need to work with a physician who really understands how to be able to write that type of a formula. Really important, okay? So what is the type of thing they may be writing for? Methyl testosterone probably does not work in the body and the brain like natural testosterone does. It does not directly raise a woman's testosterone levels, and it can't be measured in the blood like natural testosterone. All right, so do keep that in mind. Now, testosterone is an experimental treatment used to raise a woman's sexual interest, arousal, and satisfaction. So women with low androgen levels who might benefit from low-dose testosterone therapy include those who've had their ovaries removed for whatever reason. This causes a sudden drop in testosterone, which may reduce sex drive and satisfaction. Or women who have a low sex drive that does not seem to be caused by a medicine, nor by relationship or stress-related problems. Again, you're working with an expert to be able to parse all this through. Or who have an adrenal system problem or an underactive pituitary gland. So it's really important, all right? Obviously, you're not going to take testosterone if you could become pregnant, if you've had breast or uterine cancer, have high cholesterol or heart disease, or have liver disease. So it's really important to keep all of this in mind. So, you know, when you're really looking at this, one of the things that you've got to keep in mind if you're going to do something like this is testosterone therapy does have some side effects. You could have hair growth on your face and body, hair loss on your scalp, acne or oily skin. So, you know, you need to sit down with an expert. How many times do I have to tell you this? To be able to think this through really carefully so that you know what you're getting yourself into. Because it can be quite helpful for some women and maybe not so much for others. This is always an individualized approach. So think about it like that and come in with lots of questions and really think it through with an expert. Okay, so the second question, what are signs of a miscarriage? And this is an important question I hear a lot about from my patients. All right, so a miscarriage is the loss of a pregnancy during the first 20 weeks. It's usually your body's way of ending a pregnancy when things haven't gone so well. The loss of a pregnancy can be really hard to accept, and you wonder why it may take place. And it can take place for lots of reasons. Actually, it's a lot more common than you think. For women who already know they are pregnant, about 1 out of 6 have a miscarriage. It's also common for a woman to have a miscarriage even before she knows she's pregnant. So most miscarriages happen because the fertilized egg in the uterus doesn't develop normally. Miscarriage is not caused by stress, exercise, or sex. In many cases, doctors don't even know what caused a miscarriage. The risk of a miscarriage is lower after the first 12 weeks of the pregnancy. What are the symptoms? Vaginal bleeding that may be light or heavy, constant or irregular. Although bleeding is often the first sign of a miscarriage, first trimester bleeding may also occur with a normal pregnancy, but bleeding with pain is a sign that miscarriage is more likely. Now, speaking of pain, you may have pelvic cramps, belly pain, or a persistent dull ache in your lower back. Pain may start a few hours to several days after bleeding has begun. You may also have blood clots or grayish, which oftentimes may be fetal tissue passing from the vagina. So it's not always easy to tell, but whenever you have a question about it, you know, get on over to your GYN and get an exam. Find out what's going on. They'll do the appropriate blood test and the full exam. What are the risk factors for miscarriage? Things that increase your risk of miscarriage include your age, especially at age 35 and older. Interesting, isn't that? A history of recurrent miscarriage. Polycystic ovarian syndrome. So if you have PCOS, which causes ovulation problems, obesity, increased male hormone levels, and increased risk of diabetes, well, this can set you up for miscarriage as well. Certain bacterial viral infections during pregnancy can also increase your risk for miscarriage. A blood clotting disorder can do this as well. And problems with the structure of the uterus. Ask if you have a T-shaped uterus. Always important to know. And any exposure to dangerous chemicals or certain medicines. If a father's age is beyond 35, that'll also increase it. Now listen up. If you've been using too much alcohol, if you're a cigarette smoker, oh, heaven forbid, please don't smoke. Or, for instance, cocaine use during pregnancy. This will definitely increase the risk for miscarriage. Heavy caffeine use during pregnancy will also set you up for problems. So these are really, really important for you to keep in mind. Please, 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 whatever you do, if you have a question at all, get yourself into a GYN. I know what you do out there. I'm a physician. You leave everything to the last minute. Don't do that. All right, take it seriously. And the third question is, how can I control food cravings? Well, heck, of course you can control them. Practice stress reduction. You know that stressed, spelled backwards, is desserts. That's right. You're not reaching for tuna when you're stressed out, honey. It's a little bit of that Ben and Jerry's, isn't it? The hyperpalatables, the sugary, fatty, salty food combos. In my book, The Hunger Fix, which is all about addictive eating and overeating, well, you know, I go through this in a big way. And stress reduction and stress management is front and center. Practice mindfulness. Pay attention. Stay in the present. Don't be wandering off mentally. Don't be watching a screen while you're putting things in your face that you don't understand. Understand that if you get enough sleep, for instance, you'll be able to decrease cravings. Watch your appetite and hunger hormones by getting the appropriate amount of sleep. That's code for 7 to 8 hours. You heard me. And I really, really, you know, stress that in a big way. And find other rewarding ways to be able to be happy and joyful in your life instead of just food. Food, most of the time, is just an anesthesia for making up for the pain in life. No, don't do that. Use it appropriately. Do you understand me? All right, so there your three questions. We're talking about miscarriages. We're talking about food cravings. And most importantly, what we really want to make sure you understand is that in the Ask Her segments, we really want to address all of your needs. And that even means testosterone for your sex drive, which we talked about. All right. I'm Dr. Pam Peake. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and shoot your questions to us at askher@radiomd.com.